It is, well, Valentine's Day Eve, now that I think about it, and I am very excited to be joined by one of my favorite people, Shad Ali from On Purpose Leadership. Shad, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, and it's a great morning to be out. It's a winter morning, absolutely, but it's fabulous here in Saskatoon, right?
This week, weather-wise, is exactly what I like to see winter-wise. Like, you know, that, like, single digits, not a ton of wind, a little bit of snow, but I can still run to my car in my hoodie and I'm not freezing kind of thing.
Exactly, so.
And that's what we're here to talk about today. Nutrien Winter Shine's coming up, beginning on the 17th. It looks like you got a pretty big one in store for us this year, hey?
It's going to be amazing again. We start off on February 17th, which is Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we run through the 24th. So there's plenty for people to do during this family break week, right? And on Family Day on Monday, there'll be plenty of things going on down at the site at Market Square, which is right where the Gather Local is going to be, right?
So okay.
Nutrimina Shines, you know, it's all complimentary. Pretty much everything down there is free. I think you might have to buy a little bit of food if you're petting the animals. That's like a buck or something like that. But apart from that, everything is free down there.
That's what I love about the event is that it is like, you know, come one, come all. Let's, before we get into some of the more specific events as part of Nutrien Winter Shines, tell us a little bit about, I like to always, you know, assume that someone listening maybe just moved to Saskatoon, the concept of the event in general and why you do this every year.
Yeah, you know, we've been using this Icelandic kind of theme of hygge, right? This idea that I've said that Winter Shines is like giving everybody a great big hug in the thick of winter.
I love that.
And that's literally what we're designing down there. So all of the stuff, I mean, we'll have a fire pit down there. So mm-hmm. you can come on warm up by it, right? Fire bowl, so that if you're getting a little chill, you can do that as well. In fact, we will have the Saskatchewan Archaeological Society down there, and they're going to teach the ancient ways of fire making.
I've heard about this, the learn to start a fire.
You got it.
So
people are going to get a chance to learn how that was done by our indigenous peoples. They will make that fire, and then they get to add that ember into the fire pit and roast apples and have them.
Oh, right? That sounds amazing.
Like, what more wintry could you ask for, right?
So relaxing from the
exactly,
sounds of it, too.
Exactly. And Tim Jaworski, oh, my God, he's going to have the telescopes down there. This guy's always got interesting stories, man. But I think he's going to feature on Jupiter and the moon. Clear skies, and you never know what this guy will show, right? But he'll be there to walk people through all of that. So it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, you're hitting right in my interest with stargazing and stuff. Space has always been my not to sound like I'm from Star Trek, but my final frontier in a way. And so this is fantastic. I love that you've added these new features.
Where no one has gone before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about past years as well. I mean, obviously, when I think Winter Shines, one of the first things I think is the Soup Cook-Off. Is that back this year?
Soup Cook-Off is back this year. And I know you've been at the event when we do the media pairing. So you've worked with some of our chefs. These chefs are absolutely spectacular. And so we will have the first event on Sunday night, which is February 18th. We're partnering with TCU Place again.
Okay.
And, you know, not only great soups, but, oh, my Lord, Cobb's Bread supplies us. So they've been amazing sponsors as well.
So good.
The bread is fantastic. And then you get great recipes from some of the top chefs and top restaurants in our city. You know, I think actually Bannock Express, right? Mm-hmm. She was just on Dragon's Den or something and got a really sweet deal.
She was.
Yeah. So she's down there and going to be making soup. So come down and check that out. You know, we have everything from the Saskatoon Club to some of our hotels. Leopold's is going to be down there. So right, fantastic soup. It's a modest price for that ticket. It's the only thing we sell a ticket for. You go onto the website, buy the tickets. And I'm encouraging, we just released some more tickets for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That thing sells out really quickly. So.
I was going to say pitter-patter. Last year, I remember when we were doing the soup cook-off, we even had Telemiracle in town. And we had all the singers and celebrities and stuff, and they came straight down because like we heard there was one place for us to go in Saskatoon tonight, and it was here. So like Beverly Mahood was there and such too. So even people
Beverly,
who aren't
Brad,
from here.
Like DeJohnna.
Yeah. Thing,
they were all down there. It was fabulous to have them. And of course, you know, Telemiracle is such a big part of Saskatchewan, and they do such amazing work. We continue to support them with what we do.
Absolutely. Is there anything else people need to know about the event as far as maybe other events for kids? I know there's some sleigh rides typically most years, right?
We're going to have sleigh rides down there again.
Awesome.
I think some characters are going to show up for photos. And all of the ice sculptures, you know, Doug Lingleback, Cameron Garb, and Marina Cole are designing. So I've already seen what they've done. And if they were to stop now, this stuff would be fabulous. Good. But everything is designed so that people can come in and get close to him and get photographs and that type of thing. And the carvers have really taken that idea of the great big hug mm-hmm. into the spirit of it. And so the entire area that they're sculpting in will be like giving you a great big hug as well. So, you know, the carvings are there. We're right down at Market Square, as I said. It's Avenue A and 19th and Sunshine. If people are unsure, like you say, if they're new to town. But there's certainly plenty to enjoy down there. And everything down there is free, as I said, right? So come down, have a great time all week.
That's what I love. And you said all week, too. This is definitely an event that people are, at least in my experience, you know, don't even plan to go for just one time. Go one time if you can, but come repeatedly because there's always going to be new things to do and new things to experience.
We got outdoor Jenga. We
outdoor
got schlocky.
Jenga.
We got, you know, yeah. I mean, they can come down and play a little bit of hockey, street hockey as well. You know, all the great Canadiana kinds of things will be on down there as well, right? So, yeah, there's plenty to enjoy. And they can find out all of the schedule and that type of thing. If they go to nutrientwintershines.ca, they'll get all the information there.
You keep it extra simple for them. And I always, yeah, tell people to go to the website. We'll throw that up on our socials too, because it's always good to make a plan in advance if you can.
You betcha.
Shad Ali, thank you so much for spending some more time with us this morning. And best of luck. Nutrient Wintershines 2024 starts on the 17th. Thanks so much.
Celebrate winter action.